ولكن
so there you go, and there's the pasuk, right? Vikamta v'alisa l'makom. You already know that's like a seminal pasuk from Masechta Sanhedrin. So we go to the makom, and that's the makom where Hashem has chosen. Asher yivchar Hashem l'kacha bo. What happens there? Right, so you're supposed to inquire, and they should tell you what the halacha is, the Dvar HaMishpah. Right, so you can really see why Chazal picked up on the fact that the makom seems to be really important. Because what's unusual about the pasuk that we just read? V'asisa al pi adavar asher yagidu lecha min ha-makom ahu. What's odd about that?
They give it hurrah, but when they give it, they're not in the mikdash.
Right, well, for sure, but just in terms of the flow of the psukim. Well, where else would they be giving it from? The whole point was, right, v'kamta v'alisa al ha-makom. So where are you now? Without mentioning the psukim, in the psukim, everybody took a trip to Uganda? Like, why would you think you're not? So clearly the Torah is going out of its way to say, V'asisa al pi adavar asher yagidu lecha min ha-makom ahu. So the makom is goreim. Okay, that's very important. Right. So it's interesting, al pi pshuto shel mikra, you would presumably imagine, and we'll spend a lot of time on this, that the issa d'oraisa lo saser applies to whom, uniquely? Pashtus in the Chumash. That when we talk about lo saser min adavar asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol, who has to be the originator of that davar? Who are we talking about? Who is the Sanhedrin? Now, Ariel, I know it's the same, but just the other way around, right? So the Sanhedrin has to, right? If you're, I'm not telling people to start a fight with their local Orthodox rabbi, but, and I wouldn't conclude on this basis, Kavod HaRav is very important. But I wouldn't conclude on this basis that, if somebody is a big mechutzef and violates what the rabbi says, that he's, over the issa d'oraisa of lo saser. It sounds like lo saser is deeply rooted in min ha-makom ahu, like the Sanhedrin. So, Ariel, your point then becomes very well taken. Maybe Gufa, like the Zakin Mamre, is the only one who's really in violation of lo saser. That's not the way we typically understand, right? Normally we understand, if we're Maimonidean about this, we'll get into the discussion, but the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, but who wants to very briefly adumbrate that machlokas? What do we know? What's the Rambam's famous shita, Belo Sasser? That every single... Sorry, a little louder. What's that? Every single Dinder Rabbanan is backed up by a Dinder Raisa. So a person brazenly violates a Dinder Rabbanan, so we also get them on the charge of violating a d'oraisa of tax evasion of lo saser. So we can always get you on a second charge. Okay. So, very good. Apiatora shir yerucha mishpat shir yom luchatasa lo saser min adavar shir yigidu lecha yamin usmol. Now, v'isha shir yasev is adon. Okay, so there's the Ish, Asher Yasev is Adon, who's unwilling to fall into line here. Levilti Shemol HaKohen, interesting that we refer to him as the Kohen, not as the Shofet. HaOmeid L'Sharei Sham Es Hashem Elokach, again tying it very much into the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, will HaShofet, right, that comes later. Omei Sa'ishahu Oviyarta Ram Yisrael. Okay, and then we have the Pasuk that the Gemara was very keyed in on Peites, V'cholam Yishmu V'yirou. Vilo Yezidun Od. Okay, so let's learn Rashi. We'll see the Ramban. Hopefully we'll get to the Rambam. We'll be in business. Okay, so you keep alay. Right. It's very complicated. You're not quite sure. It's covered up. It's obscured. It eludes you what the proper halacha is, right? Like the Torah says in Parashas Nitzavim. We'll have it next week. Lo nifleis himimcha. Right, that's what Rashi is working off of here. Right, davar nivdal mechusa mimcha. Bein dam ledam. Good. Right? It's all very complicated in Parshas Tazria. You know, Seis, Sapachas, Baheres, Michva, Bohak. Nothing else, the Bohak. Sareves Hashchinhu. The Netek. It's complicated stuff. Okay? Oh, so Rashi says, "Divi rivos bisharecha." The problem is, you did go to your local Orthodox rabbi. What was the problem? They're arguing with each other. It's an RCBC smackdown. You got, it's a big machlokas. The Chachmei Ha'ir can't get on the same page. So at that point, what are you going to do? Said, "Divrei rivos bisharecha." So you have to go and settle this with the higher authority. Fair enough. Right? So Rashi says, look, you know, I know what you're thinking. Say, we're going to go to this guy. He's a very nice man, but he's no Reb Chaim Moser. Doesn't matter. If that's the one that you have in your generation, you can't be saying, you know, he's no Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's no Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he's not Rav Moshe Ben Maimon, and he's not, the Chassam Sofer, or Rav Chaim Moser, or Rav Akiva Eiger. You know, he's nowhere near these people. He's galaxies away from that. But Ein Lecha Shofet, Allah Shabi Amecha. That's it. Every generation has to respect its halachic authority. We all will recognize that, you know, what we would give a lot to, if the we could get the Ramban to be the Posek Hador, but, you know, it's not available. So you just have to deal with reality as it is. So Yamin Usmo. That's pretty shocking, right? You'd think that. Talked about before, the Gemara in Daf Zayin, a Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabbah, we can't hide behind the fact that his Rebbe told him something. But here it seems like even if he's telling you, right, the sky is purple. And the ocean is not filled with water, but it's, you know, it's filled with, I don't know, nickels. Afilo yamin shu smol, vel smol shu yamin. You still have to listen to him. That's the idea of authority. The kol shekein. So Rashi takes a very extreme formulation. If you look at the original Mamari Chazal, they're not quite as sharp. So what happens when this fellow, the Isha Asher Yasev is Adon, otherwise known as the Zakin Mamre, is executed? V'chol am yishmu. So who would throw a protest at this Rashi? A very strong protest? Shimon? Yeah, Reb Yehuda would say, what are you talking about? Rashi? A matana, you're only a Rishon, even if you're a very prominent Rishon. It doesn't say v'chol am yiru v'yiro, it says v'chol am yishmu v'yiro. Whatever happened to letters. So clearly, Rashi is machriya like Rabbi Akiva. Surprising, not surprising? Not surprising, why not? What principle is Rashi obviously appealing to? Yeah, Loch Rabbi Akiva mi chavero. V'kol shekein mi... Tell me though. Yeah. All right. So the Ramban weighs in, critical point, on the Divrei Rivos Bisharecha. Why do you have to appeal to this higher authority? Whatever happened to the good old local Orthodox rabbi? So Rashi said, "You chachmeir chalukim davers zametambi zametayar zemechayv zemizakez laz lashon Rashi." And the Ramban even says it comes from Onklus. Okay, so go ahead, David. The einenu nachon. It's all wrong. Okay, very good. Different cases of dam. Those are the three cases where you could have tzaras, right? Tzaras habeged, tzaras habayis, or tzaras ha'adam, okay? Right, so he's cholik on Rashi and the Kudav Divrei Rivos doesn't mean that there was a machlokas in the local municipality, but something like sota, arefas ha'egla, and taras mitzora. Fascinating. Vinetamo uvein. So now the Ramban seems to moderate that. Vinyano, not literally right which is left and left which is right, but afilo. Ha-chelev. Chelev, of course, being in Zekares. Ha-gamar zoa, arug ha-isha naki azeh. How am I going to be guilty of these crimes? It seems so obvious and plain to me that, you know, this is completely unacceptable. Avol tomar, what should you say to yourself? What should be the thought process? Okay, so Gavi, in your own words, what's the psychology that the Ramban appeals to? So what does the Ramban say should be your thought process? I think that these people are dead wrong. I think that this is chelev. I think this guy is really innocent. But what should you be thinking to yourselves? Avi?
It's a mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah.
Oh, beautiful. That the Torah was given to me not... in a sense that it's up to my interpretation, but how was the Torah given to me? Use the precise formulation of the Ramban here. That Hashem gave me the Torah in accordance with the interpretation of the Beis Din HaGadol. That's a critical line, right? Al mashmos daitam nosan li haTorah afilu yitu. That the way that I am supposed to implement the Torah is through the prism of rabbinic guidance and rabbinic direction. That is my relationship with Torah. So, Avi, you said it very well. That your thought process shouldn't be, evade the wrong. Your thought process should be, is this is my relationship with Torah. Al pi haTorah asher yorucha. V'al mishpat asher yom r'lucha ta'asa. This is one of the strongest formulations that we have of rabbinic authority. That each and every Jew's relationship with Torah is through the Torah refracted through the prism of the Chachmei Hador. In particular, we're learning Maseches Sanhedrin. Right? Kichol asher yaruni ha'omdim lefanav bimakom asher yivchar. The Ramban doesn't apply this to everybody. It's a Sanhedrin and Lishkas HaGazis. That's what generates that level of authority. Fascinating. Even if they're wrong. But that's the way the system has to work. It's a very robust formulation of rabbinic authority. If that's what they say it means, that's what it means. Vizek Inyan, just as an analog to this, if you want to know what the outer boundaries of rabbinic authority are, go ahead, David. And that's why it was legitimate for Gamliel, who was in the majority in the Nasi, to demand of Rabbi Yeshua, who was the greater Talmud Chacham, and the Av Beis Din, but it didn't matter, to literally be Mechalel Yom Kippur, because as far as the Torah is concerned, it's not Yom Kippur, because the Rabbim decided that it's not Yom Kippur. And that was necessary. All right. Gamliel, there were other heavy-handed issues. Meir of Rishus, Meir of Chova. Could go too far. Tzor Mosen Bechor. But the point is, right, a unified front. And then the Ramban, in case we hadn't picked up on it already, Hatzeirech b'mitzah azoz gadol me'od. There is a great imperative for this mitzvah. Go ahead. Deos, and it's known Yadua Shelo Yishtavu Adeos Bechol Advarim Anoladim. Meaning, since we have a Torah Shebichsav, and it's a given, it's an axiom. You can bet your house on the fact that what can everybody agree about? Everybody should be able to agree that. What's that? Everybody should be able to agree that people are not going to agree. Okay, that's what he says. Everybody knows, shelo yishtavu hadeos, that you're going to have a pasuk and there's going to be 100 different perushim. There'll be Rashi, there'll be the Ramban, there'll be the Ibn Ezra, there'll be the Rashbam, there'll be the Chizkuni, Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Baal HaTurim, the Akedas Yitzchak, v'chulei 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 v'chulei. Okay, v'yadua shelo yishtavu adeus b'chol advarim anoladim. Based on the Torah Shebichsav, you're not going to be able, right, to generate unanimity. V'nei, if there isn't a system, yirbu hamachlokos. It's going to lead to factionalism and sectarianism. There can be different groups. I'm not talking about Nara Naru Pashte, different Minhagim, lovely, very nice. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people who, like, you know, by one or two generations later, it's going to be completely different religions. Okay? And therefore, V'chotach, right? Literally, Chotach literally means to cut, slice. V'chotach lanu akos of adin. So therefore, right, the tzorach mitzvah says gadol me'od, what do we need? We need a way of resolving and reconciling any possible dispute, and that is, go ahead. There it is again, right? You can't miss it in the Ramban. It's the makom, the makom, the makom, the makom. Okay, so we have to listen to the Sanhedrin, the makom asher yivchar, anything that they're explaining, whether Bein Shekiblu Perusho, Umoshe Mipiagvura, what we call a Halacha Lemeshe Misinai, even if they don't have Halacha Lemeshe Misinai Natanel, what's this category? What's the second category in the Ramban? What's the second category in the Ramban? Ariel? The way they're learning it out for the Pesukim, exactly, the way that they're deriving it. Stay with us, okay? Or even, one of the most famous expressions in the Ramban. Perfect continuation of what he said before. How do we receive the Torah as individuals and as a klal? Al hadash shalahem, whatever they say. Halacha Moshe Misinai, or this is the way that they understand it. V'kol shekein sheyesh lachalach shov, and this is now the Ramban's flourish, but you should really in your mind not think that they're saying yamin small and small yamin. Michshol. So the Ramban here is continuing the project that he said before. It's not really going to be yamin shehu smol and smol shehu yamin, even though, of course, we'd be obligated to listen to them. Because what is the Ramban appealing to here? Right, it's a special siyata d'shmaya. If you look at the Hakdama Tegros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein discusses this point a lot, right, that they have to do their best, but then, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate source of truth, right, is going to assist them if they, you know, really do their homework. Ruach Hashem al Mishar Se Mikdash. Isn't it fascinating that in this context, it always gets me, that he refers to them as Mishar Se HaMikdash. Right? Again, emphasizing the special role of the Makom, the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Kohen, V'lo Yazov Es Chasidav L'olam Nishru Min HaTaos Min HaMikdash. V'lashon Sifrei, Afilu Marin Be'nechol HaYamin Shu Smol, Al Smol Shu Yamin, nonetheless, Shema Lahem. Okay. So what we have here is the idea that the Ramban is obviously projecting with great ferocity of the significance of rabbinic authority. Without rabbinic authority, and in particular the Sanhedrin, right? Without that, HaTorah Nases Chamatoros. It's the ultimate threat to the system. So now, Ariel, to tie it back into your observation from before, which was correct, for the Ramban, who is, in a sense, the ultimate pariah? Who is the ultimate threat? Who's the most dangerous person that we can imagine? General?
Somebody who intentionally misconstrues what the Torah is saying.
Even more, Avi?
Yeah.
The Zakein Mamre, it would seem, is in a class by himself. Because even if you have a Mesis, well, you say it out, Avi. Why is the Zakein Mamre arguably worse than a Mesis? A Mesis is a bad man.
Because it's like, it seems like he is trying to actually say what the, like, his interpretation of the Torah. Everyone knows that a Mesis is like going against the Torah. It's obvious. But the danger of like Zakein Mamre is he might like split the Torah into like different factions.
Good. Just you could do better. Sharpen it a little bit. The safe of what you said was perfect. Correct the ratio. The ratio was good, but it could be better. The safe was perfect. What's the Mesis?
It's like going against the Torah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, incitement to Avodah Zarah is definitely against the Torah for sure. Scribe. Sariel?
Well, basically, the right as opposed to like the Ramah is playing with the Oraisa, but he, it seems like he's doing it the right way and he's messing up everything else.
Say better.
He's coming as the Shliach Hashem, he's messing that up.
See, just put a little bit of a finer point on it. Shimon?
You think that the Zakein Mamre is trying to like undermine the entire like halachic like system?
Correct. The Mesis is inciting an individual, maybe a group of individuals. Avodah Zarah is very bad, but from the Ramban's point of view, and again, I'm just trying to get at the question that we're laying out. Tana Rabban and Arba Tzrichin Achraz. Is it possible that Zakein Mamre stands out more than a Ben Sarah Mora, more than a Mesis, more than Adam Zomimin? So, from the Ramban's standpoint, quite possibly, yes. Because the Mesis is doing something very bad. He's trying to incite an individual to commit Avodah Zarah. It's very bad. The Torah throws the book at him. Lo sovelo, v'lo sishmaylav, v'lo sachosin chaylav, v'lo sachmol, v'lo sachaslav. Five Yisurei Doraisa, one pasuk. You never have such a thing. But he's not a threat to the system the same way. Zokin Mamre is keying in on the most vulnerable point of the system. Atara nisalana bichsav. V'davar yadua shelo yishtavu hadeos. So the only way to preserve Torah is through the Beis Din HaGadol. Somebody that will take on the Beis Din HaGadol, Shimon, you said it very well. It's the atomic assault on the system. The only way that we can preserve the integrity of the Torah is by having final arbiters of the Torah. Dehainu, the Beis Din HaGadol. Dehainu, Sanhedrin. Min ha-makom ahu. Without them, the Torah becomes Chama v'chama Toros. So the Mesis is a bad man. But the Zaken Mamre can take down the system. There will be nothing left to preserve. Once there's no longer a universally recognized authority, Sha'al pi da'asam nasan ha-Torah, the Torah was... Once that doesn't exist anymore, we have nothing. Because it's free game. Eitan, go ahead.
Doesn't an aid zoning also have the power to undermine the whole justice system?
Good. But now answer your own question. The Eid Zomim can undermine a very important part of the system, namely the judiciary. Right? He can undermine, right, you know, especially if he's a recidivist offender, right, the idea of how we resolve particular cases. But sharpen it. Why is that not still, according to the Ramban, rising to the level of Zaken Mamre?
Din is a part of Torah, so.
Correct. Just tweak it a little bit. It may very well be true that it will impede a particular court's decision in a specific case, but nobody's challenging anymore that there's a way of reconciling what the Torah means. The Zaken Mamre goes to the absolute core. That literally there will be nothing left with respect to how do we resolve issues in Torah? What is the meaning of the Torah? Everything is up for grabs. That's a fundamentally different level of threat. There's a difference between, let's say somebody wants to cheat in an election.
Okay, everybody, at this point, I'm going to ask everyone classes to end at this point so that we can...